Hey y'all, you are listening to Life in the Eyes of Bee Holmes, a podcast about relationships, growth, our spiritual journey, and whatever else the Lord gives. I just want to take the time to thank you for taking this journey with me. As I live what I give, and I give what I live. Now, I'm your host, Brittany Holmes. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Life in the Eyes of Bee Holmes. And today we have one of our favorite people back on the podcast. I told y'all would hear from her again. We are talking about the top five things singles should do while waiting. And we're going to let her introduce herself for those that are new to the podcast and you did not go back to the old episodes. So here we go. You good?
Hey, y'all. I am Lakita, and I'm so excited to be back with Push Through Barbie herself. Thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all listening to a little country old girl from Wilson. I'm here for it. Thank y'all for having me again.
Yes. So we are going to jump into it. I don't know if you did it, you know, by the however in an order or whatever manner. We are here for the top five, and we're going to jump into it. So let's go.
Okay, listen, I like order and I like planning, just like Push Through Barbie. And I'm sure a few of you are planners as well. So I put this in order of what I think should be your top five. It's important to me. And if my number one is not your number one, I need you to go back and rethink your life. Okay? Okay.
Oh, let's get into this number one.
Okay, listen, number one, this should be number one for everybody. Okay? Number one. Cultivate your relationship with God.
I knew it was coming.
It's coming. The Bible tells us to seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know I had to hit you with the word.
I knew. As soon as you said this should be your number one, you got to rethink. I already knew. And y'all should have known.
Listen. If God is not the priority, if he's not bae, before you get a bae, something's wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we've got that on lock. Our nails look good. Our hair's on point. We have all of these appointments scheduled to take care of our outer beauty. But what about your soul? How's your soul looking?
Yes. How does your soul look?
Yes. How's it looking? Can you get a prayer through?
And that's important. Because don't nobody want no woman or man, whoever's listening, if you can't pray for the person that you're praying for, you gotta have your own relationship.
Absolutely. And I'm not against asking for social media prayers, but if your only route is I need some prayer warriors to like this post and pray me through, we have a problem.
Listen. You could have gotten at least 4 prayers in the amount of time it took you to make that status. Just being honest.
You could have.
No judgment, but
you could have. Talk to him first, and then if you don't hear back, then use your lifelines on social media.
Yes.
But go to him for yourself first.
I love that number one. That's, you can't take that off. That's always going to be on top. So,
We need to put that on a shirt. God is bae. Okay.
God is bae. He is first.
He's first. I'm
that's
here for
it. That's all.
Period. Okay. Listen, y'all. I told y'all we're coming real strong with this top five. So number two. Okay. While you are waiting, you need to stop waiting for a man to complete you. That man should only enhance who you already are. Is this thing on? Listen.
I hope they hear this clap.
Listen, do y'all hear what I'm saying? Don't wait for that man to complete you. And let me be very transparent here. Most of the men that I dated, I always felt like I had to save them. I had to be the missionary to get them where they needed to be in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like when that man came along, they were just going to just fill every void. They were just going to be the missing link. And mm-hmm. what I've learned as I've grown older and as I've matured in my walk with Christ, I should already be complete. That man simply will just be the cherry on top. If you don't like cherry, he'll be the chocolate or whatever your fix.
Whipped cream, nuts, whatever you want to call it.
Come on. and I like extra whipped cream, okay? So that man, whoever is next in my life, he'll just be the extra whipped cream. I plan to already have myself together. Now, will I be perfect? No, but I'm a work in progress daily, okay?
Yes.
Stop waiting for that man to just be everything that you need.
Exactly. Because I feel like I say it in my upcoming book.
Come on, book.
like talking about how, you know, God loves us as his daughters, but he loves his sons as well. And you can't be taking this unnecessary baggage along with you. You have to work on that unhealthy stuff, work on those things. So therefore, when you get into the relationship with him, it's not like trying to bust down a brick wall because you have all this stuff that you haven't unpacked on your own.
That is so good.
Behold.
And you all, behold, sis. Come on. I had to go to New York for a second. I was pretending I moved. I'm bad. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to get this. And while you're doing that, while you are getting complete and you're becoming whole, that sets the standard for that person to follow, whoever comes in your life. You're not going to wait for that man or that woman to give you flowers. Buy yourself flowers.
Yes. Listen, because you know we do it.
Hello. Get some pretty flowers. And you don't have to get a lot. Go to a good grocery store. Catch them on sale. Or you can't get the full price.
Sure can.
Get them while they're on sale. Put that little pack in there that keeps them alive. Drop a few aspirin in there. It's going to help those flowers live a little bit.
Bubby taught me.
Come on. Shout out to Mother Brenda Brewington. Okay.
Yes.
They'll live a little longer. They will. So start doing those things before he gets there. And I've said this before. You doing that will create the template for your mate to follow.
That
will all standard that you have set for yourself, and they'll just fall right in line. They won't have to wonder what you like. They'll already see it laid out.
Exactly. Because you're already doing it.
Bingo.
You can't wait to get a man and say, oh, he gonna get my nails done, et cetera, et cetera. And you don't do it for yourself, because then he gonna be looking like, I mean, you just want me to start it out.
Right.
You won't do it before.
Right.
So, I mean, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, because
that's right.
Listen.
And you do that well. Look, sidebar, because I call Brittany Barbie for a reason. Because Brittany Barbie comes with accessories. Listen, I'm telling you, if you all see her on a weekly basis, it's the earrings, the lipstick, the jewelry, everything matches the outfit. So it's whatever she's looking like that day. You have a hip hop Barbie. It's whatever she's
called. Christian Barbie. She goes through all the Barbies.
Hello. It's a whole collection. That's why I call her that, because she has always been very well put together. It's just, she's giving you a whole vibe, and I'm here for it.
Thank you.
I'm here for it, you all. You are welcome, Barbie. So listen, number three, you tapped on this earlier, being whole. So my third top five thing that you should be doing, and this is a combo here. You need to be forgiving yourself for the mistakes that you made. That's where that baggage comes in. And you also need to be forgiving the people that offended you. You tapped on this in your podcast earlier, talking about forgiveness. So mm-hmm. you need to be forgiving yourself. We made some dumb decisions. I still repent for some stuff.
I was riding in my car like, Lord, thank you for forgiving me.
Just in case you didn't get the message. I know you heard me all those years ago, but Lord, I just want to make sure I make it in. Forgive me one more time. One more time.
I think I thank him at least like once a week. You just see like different things, and you just like, Lord, I thank you for not like just covering me for my dumb mistakes.
Yes. And then you see some of those mistakes that are still walking the earth. You still see some of those mistakes and you like, Lord, what was I thinking? Oh, that's me. Like, God, forgive me again. Because that big mistake, you know.
Huge mistake.
Yeah. And so, we've all been there. We all have baggage. So like Brittany was saying, you don't want to go into your next relationship with all of this crap. You got to drop it off in a dumpster at some point.
Yes.
So while you're waiting, get rid of that stuff. Even if you never encounter the people who offended you, if you're not strong enough to go to that person, maybe that person's not living anymore. Okay, write a letter. If you don't feel strong enough to talk to that person, if they're still living, still write it out.
Yes.
Write it out. It's an act of faith. You are releasing yourself from that bondage, from that hurt, from that anger and that anxiety that's still with you. You have to get it out. Even if you're putting that on a piece of paper, and you're throwing it away when you're done, or you're flushing it down the toilet, you're throwing it into an ocean somewhere. You have to free yourself. Erykah Badu said, I was listening to that today. Let it go. Whatever your baggage is, whether your baggage is in a Ziploc bag, a garbage bag, a book bag,
a bag.
Come on. Whatever that bag
let
is.
It go.
Let it go, sis and sir. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Get rid of it.
I completely agree.
I'm telling you, you don't want to bring someone else into your dramatic situation. Mm-hmm. Haven't you learned that from the last failed relationship?
Exactly. Because they are going to get tired.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I don't care how much they say they love you and, you know, they care for you, but they are going to get tired of having to deal with your baggage.
That's right. And if you don't forgive yourself and that person in the progress, it's going to be hard for you to love the person that God is going to send in your life. If he hasn't already sent you someone and you're exclusive, it's going to be hard because you're going to find yourself comparing the new person in your life to the people in your past. And that's not fair.
Not fair at all. Not fair at all. I completely agree with it.
That's right. And you're not giving them a fair chance to love you because your expectations are stuck on your last.
Exactly. Because that's just like, I mean, like somebody, if you got cheated on in your past that's just the things that you're used to and you haven't, you know, let that go, then the person that God brings in your life, that's all you're expecting. You're always on the fence. You're always like, well, where are you going? What you doing? Well, who you texting? Like, like, baby,
right, right.
Like, I'm not them, you know, like, so you don't want to take that. You want to be free. So when that person comes along, it's like a fresh start.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to get completely free from that. And I can say that very transparently and from experience, even with my divorce, certain things would trigger me at certain points. Like a while ago, I was eating some food. I love chicken. I know it may be cliche-ish for Black people, but okay. I love chicken. Love it. Bake, fry, whatever. I'm here for the chicken. Okay. So I was eating, right? I had some baked chicken. I had some rice. I had some green beans. I was like, ooh, this is good. And then I took a few more bites and I looked down. I was like, just the same food I had at my wedding reception. And that, let me tell y'all, that thing set me back. I was like, I don't even want this no more. This chicken is, I don't want this rice. I don't want these green beans. I'm done. I'm not even hungry. And I'm telling you, little things like that, if you don't get free, it will set you back. Mm-hmm. I really had to have a come to Jesus at my kitchen table. I was like, I had all this mess at my wedding reception and I'm not even married. I'm telling you. And I finally had to get to the point, God, I need you to take all of this residue. I've accepted that it's over, but I need you to take all of it. Take all of the dust that's still trying to settle. I need you to get all of this. I don't want to take something that's stupid. I don't want to take something that's stupid into my next, but it's real. Any little thing could trigger you. Like certain songs, I had to turn them off, certain movies. I'm like, I'm not watching any dramatic relationship movies right now because I didn't want to have an episode, but that's what it took for me to heal. So you have to You have to do whatever it's going to take for you to get free. Whether that's you not watching certain movies, you not going certain places for a season. I won't say you can't ever go to your favorite restaurant with that person again. But if it's going to bring you some pain instead of enjoyment, you may have to give it up for a season.
For a season. It's exactly right. I was watching a show and this man was on a date. And he kept bringing up his ex. Like, it was like, oh, I'm glad you're doing this because my ex didn't used to. Or I'm glad. And by the end of the date, the woman was like, you know, this date, I've heard all about your ex. You're not over her. So it's like, you don't want to do that when it comes to your next. Like, you're always bringing that person up because you haven't fully and completely, like, gotten over, like you said, the residue of your past relationship.
That's right. And that is so important. But just something that trivial as mm-hmm. a plate of food set me back.
I was sent, like, her up.
I don't even want this anymore. And I got a chicken on sale, y'all. I thought I was getting a good deal. So we said all that to say, just really identify what your baggage is, what your triggers are, and free yourself from those things before your next comes into your life. If he's not already there, make sure that you've gotten rid of all of that baggage. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So number four, you need to be pursuing your own goals. Okay. With a sense of urgency.
Did y'all hear her in the back?
You need to be pursuing. Did you hear me? You need to be pursuing your own goals with a sense of urgency. I cannot stress that enough. Whether that's in your career or just your personal things, you need to do it with a sense of urgency. Because when you get another bae, say y'all make it to the altar, if you don't have children already, you may have children down the line. Your time is going to be further cut. It's going to be further divided. Because you have to divide time with bae, time mm-hmm. with your kids, time with their job, time with your church, if you're going to church, and even the other activities that you have going on. When it's just you, listen, it's a benefit to being single. Does it always feel good? It doesn't feel good right now. It pretty sucks right now during cuffing season because it's cold. And you used to putting your cold feet on the person next to you. Listen. Is it easy? No, it's not. But I thank God that I'm in the situation that I'm in right now, because it's given me time to pursue what I really want to do. I don't have to say, hey, do you mind? I don't have that. Then my kid, she's 21. She's an adult now. She'll always be my baby, but I don't have to. Who gonna
you don't have
me?
To tend her. Okay. Right, exactly. Says,
you know, Sheree used to say that all the time. Mm-hmm. Housewives of Atlanta. Who gonna check me, boo? I don't have anybody. Only person I need to check in with right now is God.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And he's given me the green light to pursue my goals full of purpose, full of a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. So stop waiting, because you're going to look back and be like, okay, I wish I would have really gone after that thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want y'all to take a brief second. I don't know if you're writing or you come back to it. You need to put this on pause. Okay. And come
put it
back
on pause and write it out.
Write it out. What are you passionate about? Start there. Not something somebody told you, okay, I think you'll be good at this. Start with what's in your heart first.
Yes.
What are you passionate about? What's some things on your list that you've been thinking about since you were a child, since you were in high school, since you were in college? What are some of those things? Give me three things. You may have a bigger list than the next person.
Give a three.
You may have at least three things. Write those things out. And after you get those things on paper, I want you to pursue them with a sense of urgency. Okay?
Urgency.
If 2020 didn't teach us anything, now there have been plenty of other diseases and things, but we can't call COVID right now.
No.
You can't call it. Mm-mm. So you need to really just take that and fly with a sense of urgency. Think about all the things that it has opened up. And it's been terrible, but there have been some good things that have come out of it.
Yes.
Okay. You have the ability to market yourself and to present yourself to the virtual world, because everybody has an even platform. Now, some people don't need to be on the platform until they finish cleaning it up. But you still have a level playing field. If you don't have a laptop, you have a phone. Okay.
Yes.
And if you don't have a ring light, just skip the salon for you might need to skip the salon that month. Get your ring light while it's on sale. Then go back to the salon.
Exactly. You know? And until then, use the sunlight. Do what
you need. There you go. Listen. Go tell your friend to put that mask on and come to your house and turn that flashlight on their phone and just hold it.
Exactly.
There's your ring light, sister.
There you go.
Okay. So pursue your goals with purpose. Give me three things. And then I want you to run after them. Run after.
But it's very important. You should be doing those things because I'm telling you, I'm in a relationship, but I started doing, you know what I'm saying, pursuing my stuff before I got in a relationship. I was already writing my book. Don't worry about how long because it's between me and the Lord because you gotta deal with me. But I was already working. And then it's like, because it's a balance. You have to come into a balance. I have titles at my church. So I have church stuff. I'm working on my own brand. I work a 9-to-5. I'm in a relationship and I'm not even married yet. So add on marriage and kids. Listen, you better work on your stuff while you're single. It's already a lot now.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you that I can say that because I've been on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was married, and you all know I'm very transparent, not from I'm bashing my ex-husband. That's not what I don't ever want to give that image, you know.
Right.
And with that ending, it is what it is. But I always tell you my truth from a place of freedom and from a place of transparency to help you overcome. So you'll know how to navigate should you ever find yourself in some of the situations I found myself in. I always like to say that I don't care what platform I'm on. I don't ever want you all to think this is a bash my ex-husband session. It is not.
Exactly.
I just have to put that out there.
Help the people for those that don't.
I have to say that because it's you have some people that are bitter. I'm not bitter. Mm-hmm. I'm better from it. Do I understand it? I don't know. But I used it to work for my good. And it was the launching pad for me to do some things that I knew I should have been doing. And I wasn't. Okay. So like my natural self. Yeah, I could just keep this all bottled up and not tell any of y'all my business. But then I would have to deal with the big guy upstairs. I don't want that.
No,
I don't. So that is really why I tell you all. So me being on both sides, I can relate because when I was married, that's even I had to factor in his schedule as well. In mm-hmm. addition to mine, in addition to ministry. So you all probably have multiple things going on, but not having a mate in the equation gives you more time to work on your personal goals. Okay, so take advantage of that. All right. Now listen, number five, it's last, but it's certainly not least.
Woo.
Y'all ready? Let me get a drum roll. Okay, a hand clap up. Listen, Let me tell y'all something. Number five. You better be getting in your bag, okay? Carry it.
I didn't know what was going to come out of her mouth.
What did you think I was going to say? Push through.
Oh, no. Bye. I have to watch.
Listen.
Yes.
You better get all the way in your bag, okay? The Bible says that money answereth all things. It also says the love of money is the root of all evil. So don't be so pressed about some money that you go start robbing everybody. You doing stupid stuff. I'm not saying you do that. What I'm saying is you be about your coins, be about your business, be about your passions, be about that list that I told you to make. If you're about that list I told you to make, the coins will follow.
Yes, okay? That's good. Okay?
If you are following your purpose, the money will come. Your gifts make room for you and they bring you before great men, great women for my people who, you know, it brings you before great men, that meaning great men and women, people,
right.
Okay? It brings you before prominent people, okay? You may get to the money doing something that you don't like, but I would much rather get paid doing something that I enjoy than I don't feel like I'm working.
Exactly. Okay? That's the goal.
Listen, get in your bag, sis and sir. You have time. You don't have a mate right now. And if you do, he'll understand.
Yep.
Especially you guys, because you're going to be the head of your household. You really need to be getting in your bag.
Yes, you really do.
And ladies, You really do. And ladies, you really don't need to be waiting for him to come with all the money. You need to have your own stuff laid out on the table. Yeah. Don't wait for him to come and make everything perfect. I gave you that in step two. Don't wait for him to complete you. He will be an enhancement. Okay.
Enhancement.
He will.
And I like that because I follow like a lot. I'm in this boss influence group and I see a lot of the women are like, you know, I had kids and I got married and I lost myself and now I'm trying to get it together.
I can relate. I did too. I lost myself too because I was already doing a lot of things. I was working. I was in school at the time. I was working a full-time job during election season. So I was working 7 days a week at the Board of Elections in California. Okay. One of the biggest states in the country. I was doing that. I was working 7 days a week. I was in school. Mm-hmm. I would have to get home, cook, make sure my daughter's good. Woo. And I lost myself. I was putting his stuff and my daughter's stuff at the top of the list because just being a woman, we're nurturers just by instinct. That's something that's just within us. We are nurturers by nature. And so that's what I was doing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm good. And then if I don't get to my stuff, it's okay. And now I'm having to go unpack all of that. Okay, what was I supposed to be working on then? Mm-hmm. I'm going back to revisit a lot of those things because I lost myself. And let me tell you this, there is nothing wrong with aspiring to be a good wife or a great husband or an excellent parent. Those are things that you should want to do, but it shouldn't come at the expense of you losing yourself. You no longer know who you are. Okay. And I'm not saying that from a selfish standpoint, because when you get married, you're going to have to come into agreement and alignment with your spouse, whoever that is. You're going to have to be walking in the same direction. Otherwise, you won't go anywhere. If I'm going to point A and you over here at Z, we're not going to meet.
You're not
going to
make it.
You know, you're not. So some of those things you will have to come together on and talk about. You may have to, okay, I'll go back and revisit this maybe 6 months. You let me do this first. Let me finish school. And then when I finish, I'm going to come back and you go finish school. You're going to have to compromise, but it shouldn't be at the point of one of your mate, your husband or your wife losing themselves completely, because then you're going to grow to a point where you start to resent that person that God sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this is a bonus. If God didn't send them, you might need to be rethinking it too. Okay.
Throw them back.
Okay. Make sure he sent them first, because you just don't need that extra stuff right now.
Right. If God has already promised me troubles, I don't want to add on top of the troubles that I'm already promised. If I can skip those, I'll take that.
Okay. And I got one more bonus and then I'll be done. This really just came to
come
me.
Come on, bonus.
Think about all of this social media and stuff that we have. Social media, it could be interesting. It has its good and its bad things. Okay, but if your potential mate is coming into the picture and say you have children and he just treats your children so good.
Mm-hmm.
He has three that you know about and just deadbeat David with his kids. Okay. and just the dad of the year with your kids, something is wrong. Okay. So you really need to do your research, sis. When you're taking applications, put up there, make a mention of, do you take care of your children if you have them? Okay. Do you take care of your kids? If you're on child, are you in arrears? Are you caught up?
Do you spend time with them?
Hello. I'm laughing, but I'm very serious.
Do you call them on a regular basis?
Hello. Do they know your name? Are you daddy or are you Uncle Tony or Uncle So-and-so? You know, who are you? Do your kids know you? Do they have a relationship with you?
Mm-hmm.
If not, don't come over here trying to be dad of the year with mine. If you don't take care of yours.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm done. I had to jump out there.
Bonuses. I'm just, listen, all of that was amazing. Okay. I hope y'all took out your notebooks, because if you didn't, you can go back to the beginning and start over. But we are, listen, just run it down for them one more time.
Listen, number one, Cultivate your relationship with God. Your outside looks good. Your nails, your hair, all of that is on point. But what about your soul? Okay. Number two, stop waiting for a man or a woman to complete you. He or she should already enhance who you are. Okay. They should enhance who you already are.
Yes.
Okay. You should already be complete before they get there. They are just the icing on the cake. Okay. Number three, you need to be forgiving. Forgive yourself and forgive the people who have offended you. You do not want to carry that baggage into your next or into your present for those who are already in a relationship. You will not make it if you haven't got rid of that baggage. Okay. Number four, pursue your own goals with a sense of urgency. That's your career and in your personal life.
Yes.
Even your spiritual walk. If you have some goals that you want to do to build your relationship with God, write those down too. I want you to give me at least three things that you're passionate about. And I need you to be running fast, swiftly toward those things. Okay. Number five, get in your bag. Okay. Get in there. Come on. Come on. Listen, listen. That's on Mary, the lambs, the pasture, all of it. Okay. The whole field, the cotton, the wool, that's all. Okay. Because if you are following your purpose, the money will reside in your purpose. The money resides in your purpose.
There you go.
That was good. I felt that. The money resides in your purpose, sis and sir. Okay. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm done, Barbie. Thank you.
We are so thankful and grateful. I hope that you enjoyed this top five and the two bonuses. And I want you to listen to it again. Make sure you write down these notes. Take it all in and actually put it towards your life. Don't just listen. And if it's not for you, share it with somebody else, because I'm pretty sure there's somebody in your life that needs it. So I want you to connect with Lakita. It's I am Lakita. Okay. I am Lakita on Instagram and Lakita Brewington on Facebook. She has a lot of things going on and coming up, and we are super excited. And I want you to make sure that you subscribe, leave me a comment. Until next time, y'all. Bye.
Now, you know, we do not end the podcast like that. Thanks for coming to sit with us as we live what we give and give what we live. Until next time, bye, y'all.